I know that you're applying for your citizenship. Do you mind if we go through some of the questions and look at it?
Okay, now this I think has to be one of my favorite questions. Between March 23, 1933, and May 8, 1945, did you work for or associate in any way, either directly or indirectly, with A, the Nazi government of Germany? No, I wasn't even born.
My name is Abdullah Yakubu. I came to the US to pursue a master's in public administration, and I went to grad school at Cornell University. When I first came to study at Cornell, the plan was to go back to Ghana after I completed my studies.
Have you ever advocated, either directly or indirectly, the overthrow of any government by force or violence? No. So, mind you, this is a 20-page form.
Did you expect it to be that long?
No, I didn't. But in truth, I had no real expectations as to the length of the form. How many total days, 24 hours or longer, did you spend outside the United States during the last 5 years? That was 15 days. I went to Ghana.
Why did I decide to apply for citizenship? That's a safer option. I'm black, I'm an immigrant, and I'm Muslim. I don't want to have to travel and get stuck at the airport coming back because of some rule changes.
Have you ever been a member of or in any way associated, either directly or indirectly, with a terrorist organization? No.
Can you tell me a little bit about why you wanted to go to grad school in the US?
Well, I had worked for about 5 years, slightly more in Ghana at the Ministry of Finance, and I just got into a point where I felt that I needed more. I wanted the best, so I looked up the best schools and found that one of them was in the US. Process of coming to the US. So I got admission, and then I had to apply for a visa. You either had to, one, get an appointment date to go to the embassy, or two, they had a day. So I think it was a Wednesday, where if you had admission, you would go to the embassy and then they would let the first 100 people come in. So that's the route I took because I couldn't get an appointment. And of course, I wasn't one of the first 100 people that first time. However, being there at least, I got a coupon that enabled me to get in to the embassy the next Wednesday. The person that I ended up interviewing with was one of those people who declined a lot of people. When it got to my turn, I was a bit skeptical, but it worked out for the best. I got the response from the embassy immediately. The interviewer asked the questions. When he was done, it was, "Come back for your visa on Friday." I realized getting closer to enrollment that I wouldn't be able to come up with the rest of the funding. I had to eventually defer my program for a semester and then applied for a commercial loan through one of the banks in the US. So I got the approval, say, I think it was on a Wednesday. I reached out to a friend of mine who's a travel agent to find me a ticket. My travel agent friend reached out to me Monday evening and said, "Hey, I've got a ticket for you that's leaving. tomorrow. So I went to work on the Tuesday. Then during my lunch break, I went to check in at the airport. And then when I closed from work, I drove to the airport and then asked my brother to come pick up my car. And left Ghana to the US with $200 in my pocket.
Have you ever persecuted, either directly or indirectly, any person because of race, religion, national origin, membership in a particular social group, or political opinion? No.
So I got into New York City. I took the bus from New York City to Ithaca, New York. I hadn't realized that school was actually that far from New York City. It was a 5-hour bus ride. That was kind of a shock. I got to Ithaca between midnight and 1 a.m. There was at least 3 or 4 inches of snow. I didn't have a cell phone, didn't have a place that I was going to stay. The person I was supposed to stay with was still in Ghana, and he got me in touch with his brother. That was a problem. I had to ask the bus driver for his cell phone to use to call my friend. But his brother didn't pick up the phone when I called him. And I had no idea where I was, since I had never been to Ithaca. But the fortunate thing, I would say, was that I was right in front of one of the community centers on campus. That was a godsend, because, man, it was cold. It was freezing.
Okay, have you ever been a prostitute or procured anyone for prostitution? No.
So after Cornell, I actually stayed in Ithaca. After staying in Ithaca for a while, I got a job at Goldman Sachs, and then, you know, I worked there for a little bit.
And how long have you been in Seattle for?
Almost 3 years now. Yeah.
Have you ever been a habitual drunkard? No.
Who did I have to leave behind? Yeah, pretty much I left everybody, because, you know, I'm not in the U.S. with any of my close friends or family. I'm here alone. And it's been a bit difficult.
Was there a moment where you regretted your decision to come here?
No. I'm glad I made a decision. I learned a lot. It's gotten me to where I am.
Okay, have you ever been married to more than one person at the same time? No.
Where do you see yourself in the future?
When you say future, how far off are we talking about?
5 to 10 years.
So 5 to 10 years. I have thought about it. I still believe that I may still be in Seattle. In 5 to 10 years, I will most likely be in a company that I love working at a more senior level, where I can actually make strategic decisions and influencing bigger changes.
Okay, this would be part 12, additional information about you, person applying for naturalization. Question 10.